Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. Hope you've had a tremendous Monday. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Man, we've already been hanging out for the past hour, and we have discussed a lot. Bill Belichick says, I'm not leaving North Carolina. Today we got an explanation, not that we really needed one, as to why James Franklin was fired as the head coach of Penn State. The Tennessee Titans decided to fire Brian Callahan after not even a season and a half at the helm. A matter of fact, Teresa Walker is going to join us from the Associated Press. She keeps up with everything Tennessee Titans. She's going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes to talk about what's next for Cam Ward, the Tennessee Titans, and how they can kind of not screw this situation up. How about this right now? Seattle, the Mariners, lead Toronto 6-3 in Game 2 of the American League Championship Series. 6-3 in the top of the sixth. Man, Seattle off to a quick start here. If they win this game, they go up 2-0 in the American League Championship Series. We got Game 1 between the Dodgers and the Brewers in the National League Championship Series. And then we got Monday Night Football. We got a doubleheader. I mean, a matter of fact, just a couple blocks from me downtown, we got the Bills and the Falcons getting ready to kick off at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We got another matchup. We got the Bears and the Commanders in about an hour as well. And this is a good time to remind you, I hate these Monday Night Football doubleheaders. I want to watch one game. I get it. I'm in the studio. I'm standing here watching baseball and football. Just give me one football game, please, okay? Anyway, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Me, I'm on the internet. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. As I stand here in the studio watching a baseball game on one screen, watching NFL football on another screen, got the Buffalo Bills heading out onto the field to play this game, got the Falcons, everybody out there warming up, getting ready. This is going to be a fun one. Hey, Botcha, between the two games, you got Bears, you got Commanders. You know, you got the two young quarterbacks, Caleb and also McDaniels. And then on the other hand, you know, we got this matchup starting right now, you know, between Josh Allen, and people are trying to see what Michael Penix says. What game do you think is more interesting tonight?
Tonight, I think that the Bears-Commanders game should be better. It should be a better game just because I think the Bears have taken a step two, kind of the same level as the Commanders. Ooh. Also, I think that the Bills, after a loss to the Patriots in Sunday Night Football, they're going to be blazing coming out of the gates.
They're going to whoop that ass, huh?
Yeah, right? They should.
They should. Well, you know, all things considered, the Buffalo Bills, their rushing defense is not the greatest right now. Matt Milano, who's just been busted up due to injuries over the past couple of seasons, he's still dealing with a pec issue. He's great in coverage. He's also great at the line of scrimmage to help stop the run. And look, the Falcons, you sit down and watch Bijan Robinson go out there and run the football. He is one of the best running backs in the entire game. He's just zipping all over the place. I saw him in person a few weeks ago when the Commanders were right here in Atlanta, and that dude moves. He's crazy. I mean, the only thing stopping him from maybe being the best running back in the game is his size. You know, he's not somebody that you look at and go, oh, my God, he's 6'2". He's 6'3". He's 6'4". He's not trucking people, but he is hard to bring down. He's fast. He's quick. And so I think if the Falcons can go out there and run, if Penix Jr. is not going out there throwing interceptions and turning the ball over, they might be able and should be able to keep things close here with the Buffalo Bills. Of course, the Bills expected to compete for a championship. They are looked upon as Super Bowl contenders, and this is a type of game that they're supposed to win. You know, God bless them. They got the beautiful roof open tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Falcons fans are going to be real hyped against big competition. And so for the Falcons, this is one of those games where, hey, you know what? We're 2-2 right now. But if we can go out there and beat the Bills, this is a confidence builder. This is going to be great. I told you about Josh Allen. We know he is the reigning MVP. Michael Penix just trying to firmly put his feet in the sand as a starting quarterback in the league. This is what Penix had to say about Allen.
You got to respect what he's done in this league and the things that he brings each and every game. So obviously he's a special player, but not just him, but that's a good team over there. And it's definitely going to be a big time challenge, and we're up for it and we're ready for it.
Yeah, they're up for it. Well, Botcher, you had talked about Josh Allen and the New England Patriots, Josh Allen and the Bills losing to the Patriots. One of the media guys asked Josh Allen about that loss, and Josh Allen says, yeah, we got punched in the mouth. Now we got to bounce back.
Credit to them for coming into our home stadium and having a really good game plan. You know, it does wake you up in terms of like, hey, like every week we're going to get the team's best, whoever we're playing's best, and we got to play up to our standard. You know, at the end of the day, this is the NFL. Each and every week has got to be earned.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a Super Bowl contender. Even though this team, this version of the Buffalo Bills over the past several years, they haven't gotten over the hump to get to a Super Bowl. Everybody's waiting. Maybe this is the season. The Ravens don't look like they're going to be punching around with the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. The Kansas City Chiefs, well, we saw what they did last night in beating the Lions. It'd be surprising if the Chiefs don't get in. I would still give them a puncher's chance. They may actually go on a little bit of a roll with Rashee Rice on his way back. So this is an ideal time for the Buffalo Bills. But one thing that they do have to get by, the Falcons. You know, their defense has been pretty good, even without A.J. Terrell, their top cornerback. He might be back. Shout outs to A.J. He actually had a roller skating event here at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So that was pretty cool. Let's see if he's back. Josh Allen knows it's going to be tough. They're going to be blitzing and trying to whoop my ass.
We're going to have our hands full of making sure we're IDing things the right way, seeing things the right way in the run game, and then ultimately in the pass game, we got to throw it and we got to catch it and, again, limit the turnovers and, just go out there and try to play a game that we know we can go play.
Listen, he can say whatever he wants about turnovers. If I'm a Falcons fan, I'm worried about us turning the ball over, okay? I'm looking at Michael Penix Jr. and I'm saying, if the Buffalo Bills get a lead here and Michael Penix Jr. is forced to now go out there and just throw the rock, I think that's going to be forcing them into a variety of mistakes. I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to pick the home team. I'm going to go ahead and take the Buffalo Bills to win tonight, like I'd say probably the majority of people will do. But the Falcons are good. Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if they won, but I'm giving this one to the Buffalo Bills. I expect them to go 5-1. You just heard from Josh Allen losing to the New England Patriots a couple of weeks ago on that Sunday night football game, 23-20. Certainly was a wake-up call. I just think they got too much firepower. We got a guy in James Cook. They give him the rock. They say, get us a touchdown. Last week, he didn't get one against the Patriots. I think this is a bounce back. They're playing inside. The weather is beautiful. Well, they're playing inside with a roof, but the weather is beautiful. They're on turf. This is going to be, I think, a track meet. And I think the only thing that can slow down the Buffalo Bills is if that rushing defense stinks. Okay, I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills on this one. Hey, Ibacha, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I have the Bills winning this one. I want to say pretty easily, but I think they'll win by 10 points maybe, just a score and a field goal. I just don't think the Falcons, I trust their offense enough because it's been inconsistent most of the year.
Yeah, the Falcons have a great running back room, but when it comes down to delivering the football offensively, it's tough. One of their speedsters, Mooney, wide receiver, is currently out. That takes away one element of the defense. You know, Kyle Pitts is still up and down. Drake London, a wide receiver here in the NFL, doesn't get a lot of attention. And, of course, the quarterback and Michael Penix Jr. still trying to figure out how and when to deliver the football consistently. Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Falcons, he talked about that wide receiver spot without Darnell Mooney. Listen to what he said.
We've kind of been managing that pretty much the whole time. You know, right, Mooney hurt himself the first, you know, snap at camp. He came back, obviously, and then was able to come out there and play. But Casey Washington's been a nice job for us at the X position.
Yeah, now we got Bijan Robinson. I just said he's one of the best running backs in the league. He just had an interview on ESPN. And then you have an alternative in Tyler Algier, who basically goes out there for the goal line situation. So you got a little bit of thunder and lightning. You have that one running back who just runs the hell out of the ball, goes wherever he wants to. And then you have the battering ram in Algier. And so knowing that these two guys are keys to your entire offense, Raheem Morris said, listen, we try not to kill these guys in practice.
Different in the NBA, our load management happens within practice settings, less than the games. You know, like in our practice settings, we manage that with our guys. You know, John Griffin, that whole team, Jake Fowler, all those guys in our player performance do a great job of managing those guys so we can play them whenever we need to.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. This is going to be a fun. I think both of these games tonight are fun. We got the Bears and Commanders. You got Daniels and Williams. And then tonight, the Buffalo Bills and the Falcons. They get ready for kickoff in a matter of minutes. Of course, we'll keep you up to date as things continue on. Keeping you up to date as well on the American League Championship Series, the Seattle Mariners just put another run up on the board. The Mariners now lead the Blue Jays in the sixth inning, 7-3. J.P. Crawford just singled in a run. He just singled in Rivas, actually. And so Seattle now leads 7-3. I mean, if they keep this up, they're going to take a 2-0 lead here in the American League Championship Series. It was only a couple days ago, and you got to celebrate all the victories when you have him. Bacha, I found it absolutely hilarious when Vladimir Guerrero Jr. decided to, kind of mock the Yankees with the Yankees lose. I found that pretty funny, man.
But he's great. I admire the fact that Vlad hates the Yankees with his whole heart. And it's just, he said he would never play there, he'd never sign there, and every time he goes there, he kills them. But I wish he would kill the Mariners now instead of, you know, just thinking about the past.
Why do you want the Blue Jays to beat? What did the Mariners do to you?
No, I'm just saying I wanted him to continue his success.
Oh.
He's kind of, I don't want to say he's faded because it's been two games, but it's not like he's hitting a homer three games in a row in this series.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was the Yankees. He had a reason. Maybe he doesn't. Well, apparently he doesn't hate them as much. Okay, so we'll see what happens. The Mariners currently leading 7-3 right now against the Toronto Blue Jays. So, yeah, maybe he'll turn it up and start lighting people up. Maybe when they get to Toronto, you know, things will change. But right now it looks like the Mariners are going to head to Toronto with the 2-0 series lead. There's plenty of baseball still left in this game. It's only the bottom of the sixth inning. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. Something to be kind of kept abreast of as well. You know, we just talked about the Buffalo Bills being Super Bowl contenders and whatnot. The team that just won the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles, we know about their issues, okay? It seems like the bottom is falling out a little bit with A.J. Brown. They just lost to the New York Giants, and the sky is falling in Philadelphia. And their latest issue is that Za'Darius Smith woke up today and decided to tell everybody that he was retiring. We know most of his success came with the Green Bay Packers. He popped up with the Baltimore Ravens. He's 33 years old, three-time Pro Bowler. He's supposed to be one of these dudes that will help them get the quarterback. When you got guys like Brandon Graham, who's decided to retire, you got some of these other injuries on the team, guys like Nolan Smith. And so to have a dude just say, I'm quitting, I'm leaving, kind of surprised a lot of people. And so this Eagles defense is trying to figure out who can get to the QB. Milton Williams is gone. He's a member of the Patriots. Josh Sweat, he's gone. He took a contract to go to the Cardinals. And so the Eagles are just like, how do we get the quarterback? Defense was amazing last year. Nick Sirianni, he was asked if, he was surprised that Zadarius just quit and retired after just signing with the team. Listen to what he said.
Yeah, obviously, I found out this morning a little bit, obviously, before you guys did, I wish him the best. I really enjoyed having him on this football team while he was on this football team. As far as my confidence in the guys there on that defensive line, a lot of confidence in them. A lot of guys that have played, young guy in Jalix, who's continuing to get better each and every week. My confidence in him is so high. And then you got guys that have played a lot of football I'm excited about those guys and continuing to help them get better and within our schemes. So, I like that position. I like the depth that we have at that position.
Well, look, Zadarius Smith made about $100 million playing football. And part of his message today in announcing his retirement, he's just like, listen, I've made a good amount of money. I don't need nothing else. I'm 33, I'm leaving, I'm out. I've had a good football career. I'm not doing this anymore. And so the Philadelphia Eagles, it's not the same thing as, A.J. Brown complaining. As Zadarius Smith just said, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. 888-710-4ISN. Monday Night Football is getting ready to start. Well, at least the first of our doubleheader. In an hour from now, we got the Bears and the Commanders, but we are seconds away from kickoff here in Atlanta, Georgia, between the Falcons and the Buffalo Bills. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some more NFL. We are going to have a conversation about the Tennessee Titans. We're going to be joined by Teresa Walker, who covers all things Titans for the Associated Press. We're going to talk about the firing of Brian Callahan. What does this mean for the development of Cam Ward? How stable are these Tennessee Titans? And is Mike McCoy taking over? And what comes next? We'll have this conversation with Teresa on the other side of the break. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it's Monday. That means we got a doubleheader here in the NFL. They decided to give us a little bit of action. The Buffalo Bills and the Falcons just underway here in Atlanta, Georgia. And then we'll also have the Commanders taking on the Bears. Speaking of some football, the Falcons not wasting time. Already scoring a touchdown. Tyler Allgeier with the score. The Falcons now lead 6-0 against the Bills. But we got some news earlier today in Tennessee. The Tennessee Titans, not even after two full seasons, have decided to axe head coach Brian Callahan. What does this mean for Cam Ward? What does this mean for the coaching position moving forward? How does this team right the ship with these young players that they want to move forward with and develop? And joining us right now is someone who covers all things Tennessee Titans. Welcome to the show, Teresa Walker via the Associated Press. Teresa, thank you for the time. I know it's busy.
It has been an interesting day. The move that, let's be honest, Brian Callahan had been atop the odds-on favorite to be the first coach fired in the NFL, and his job security was such that 3 weeks ago I wrote preparation for him being fired. And after an ugly performance against the Raiders, who, both 1-4 teams going into that game, they end up losing by 10 points. Brian Callahan, 4-19 as a head coach, and 11 of those losses by 10 or fewer points.
Well, Teresa, we saw the writing on the wall. You said you started preparing your piece a couple of weeks ago. We know about the Raiders' loss yesterday. Was there a final straw, or was this just a culmination of many events?
It feels like it was a culmination. There was some, questionable coaching calls in the Denver game, the season opener. You're backed up at your own 7 with a rookie quarterback and the lead. 47 seconds left to halftime. Usually you're going to run the clock out and try to get your quarterback and team into the locker room with a lead. And instead, it did not turn out well. Denver scored a touchdown, and they end up losing a game that they had leads in each of their first two games in the second half, couldn't find ways to make plays. Brian Callahan said after that Denver game that, it made it seem like he didn't understand what constitutes a catch in the NFL. A question a lot of people have had problems with, but he didn't, seem to think that he actually said after the game that, yes, his receiver got an elbow, but he needed to get a foot down or another body part. And it's like, no, an elbow counts as a catch. And then the next day he had to do a cleanup on aisle 9, making clear that, yes, I do know the rule. And there were a couple more, questionable coaching moves in games where you need your head coach to be at his best, making those calls instantaneously. And, that's where it just kind of cost them, punting when they're on the plus side of the 50 in Houston, a game they got shut out for the first time since 2019, and they ended up punting rather than, it was very conservative play calling. He handed over the play calling duties to his quarterback's coach, and it just, nothing ever seemed to work. And this offense just seemed to be going in reverse.
Yeah, Teresa Walker is here from the Associated Press. You don't want the offense to go in reverse when you have a quarterback like Cam Ward. How devastating is this for him, knowing that this is his first year? He has to go through this season and likely another reset next year.
Well, that's the thing. He had been talking in the preseason about how he wanted stability. Well, you need the coach to help with that as well. And now you've got Cam Ward, who's he's been the most sacked quarterback in the NFL, added six more to the tally yesterday against the hands of the Raiders, who, you know, they had eight coming into the game through four games. So they kind of let loose and cried havoc on him. And that's the problem. Do you keep him alive? And with this move, and does that maybe help with the protection and keep him from getting hurt and maybe even a further setback? You know, he certainly has shown that he can adapt. He went from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami, you know, so he can get up to speed with new offenses quickly. But that is a serious concern. I mean, Marcus Mariota was the number two overall pick in 2015, and, you know, that just didn't work out well at all. You know, his coach was, again, fired in his rookie season. Ken Wisenhunt was the last coach fired in the season by this team and the same controlling owner, Amy Anabstrunk. And, you know, that was after a loss in Houston where the quarterback got sacked a bunch. And, you know, the person who took over, you know, he won two games the rest of the year, but Mike Mularkey, you know, turned it around in 2 years, and he ended up getting fired after a playoff win. So it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, where they go. Mike McCoy, senior offensive assistant, hired in March by the Titans. He's a former coach for the San Diego Chargers back when they were in San Diego. 27-37 as a head coach. He's been an offensive coordinator. We haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, and we don't get the GM and the president of football ops until about another hour. And so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, you can't change a ton in the midst of the NFL season. But if you know what you're doing in games, that could be a thing that helps. But if they can figure out a way to get the ball out of Cam Ward's hands quicker, use his legs, and make this offense, you know, improve. I mean, they've got three games where they've been hovering around 200 yards, too. They didn't even make 200 yards total offense. It's not been pretty.
No, not at all. But Teresa, you mentioned Amy Adams, who's the owner of the Tennessee Titans. I understand why. Mike Vrabel, he got the boot last year. I think he was the smartest guy in the room, and I think they decided to let him go. We know about the success he's having with the Patriots. Amy Adams was very complimentary over Rand Carthon, and he's now gone as well. Is she the problem? It seems like they just move management to management and shoot themselves in the foot.
Well, it seems like that, and Mike Vrabel was 6-18 over his last 24 games with his team. A bigger problem was there's just not a lot of talent acquired through the draft on this roster. You know, they whiffed on their first-round picks. 2020, it was Isaiah Wilson from Georgia. He played three garbage-time snaps for this team and was suspended before the end of his rookie season. You know, the next year they took Caleb Farley. I would have liked Greg Newsom as a cornerback four spots later in that draft. He's now with Jacksonville, thanks to a trade. And, you know, Caleb Farley, you know, he came into the league with injuries, had had a second back surgery weeks before the NFL draft that year. They take him, and, you know, then that never worked out, and he never became what you'd hope. And then Treylon Burks, you know, the guy who was taken with the pick that they acquired, trading away A.J. Brown. But it's more than that. You look through 2021, 22, 23 now, even pieces of 24, there's just not much talent from those drafts on this roster, and that's how you have to build in the NFL. Now, they're going to have the most cap space in the NFL next year, but, you know, one thing we found, they haven't been able to spend it right. You know, Dan Moore was a big price free agent coming in to help protect Cam Ward. He's had his struggles. Kevin Zeitler was a right guard they brought in for a year. L'Jarius Sneed, they traded for him last year, and he only played five games last year with injuries. So, you got to be careful when you go into free agency, because you can pay. Doesn't mean you're getting what you saw on the field.
Well, Teresa, we know that you mentioned some of these big names. The trade deadline coming up in less than a month now on November 4th. Is there a possibility that the Titans just try to get a couple picks in, knowing that this season is pretty much a loss?
It's absolutely a possibility. I mean, they got rid of Jarvis Brownlee, a cornerback who was a draft pick last year, and traded him away, and, you know, got a draft pick back. They had to send one with him to get him off the roster. So, you know, they need talent. You know, they managed to get nine draft picks this year by trading around, but they absolutely need some more. And, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, who's having a career year, he's already got 4.5 sacks after having 5 all of last season, is certainly somebody up for trade talks. Calvin Ridley had 131 yards receiving a week ago. hurt a hamstring on Sunday now, but he is the highest priced guy on this roster. So it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, if anyone comes calling and offers enough to make it worth their while.
Yeah, Teresa Walker is here with us from the Associated Press, covers all things Tennessee Titans. What can a Titans fan look forward to the rest of the season? What, hoping Cam Ward can stand upright? Are there any other bright spots that they can look forward to?
Well, Tim DK, a rookie out of Florida, he is leading the league in all-purpose yards. He's had two of the longest kickoff returns in the NFL so far, so he's been a bright spot. You know, Cam Ward has had a couple of moments. You know, he had his first touchdown pass, he ran around for over 8 seconds and found Elik Iemanner, another rookie, in the end zone for a touchdown. So, you know, he's had a couple of those moments, but, you know, you also want to make sure he doesn't get hurt and can keep growing and trying to connect. But it does feel like it's time. They played seven rookies yesterday. They've played at least seven rookies in each of their games to start this season. At this point, it feels like it's time to go ahead and shove the rest of the chips to the middle on this rebuilding with youth and let them see what they can do.
Well, Teresa, all things considered, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks who end up with teams and organizations and their growth is stunted. It may be too early, but do you think Cam Ward can ultimately succeed inside the Titans organization, regardless of who's coaching the team?
I'm going to bet yes. He seems so calm and even keel. He doesn't get upset after we all remember the comment after the Houston loss about if we a buck. You've probably heard it. Yeah. But he stays even keel. You know, so he's not too low after a loss, except he wants to win. After a win, it's like, well, we've got another one coming. So when you've got that kind of, you know, outlook, I think that will help him kind of ride the wave as he dives into the fullness of his NFL experience here, changing coaches with another one on the horizon once the season ends. That and the fact that he changed so many schools in college and not only thrived at each location, he got better. So he has reacted well to change in the past. That certainly bodes well for the future.
Yeah, I think Tennessee Titan fans could look forward to something with Cam. And what does that new fancy stadium open up?
2027. So the clock is ticking for them to try and show some signs of improvement with the product that will go on the field.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, they want to definitely put some butts in the seats. Let's see if things can advance between now and then. Hey, Teresa, thank you for coming through and joining us. We know it's busy. You had mentioned that they're going to be speaking in about an hour from now. Tell everybody where they could follow you and everything you push out via the AP.
Well, the free app, AP News, it's on your smartphone or tablet, and you can follow me on X or Blue Sky, both at Teresa M. Walker.
Teresa, thank you. We'll catch you down the line. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Teresa Walker for joining us. Covers all things Tennessee Titans for the Associated Press. Oh, it's going to be busy, and it has been busy for the Titans. And, you know, I think we kind of echoed the same sentiments. You look at the guy who is the quarterback, and you look at Cam Ward. You listen to him, his demeanor, how he carries himself, and this dates back to his time in college. He seems like the type of dude who's not going to be rattled too much. He's going to go out there and weather the storm, and we know things are kind of rocky and have been rocky even before he got there with the Tennessee Titans. It just really stinks you have some fan bases where I feel the ownership doesn't get the hell up on out the way. And it takes one guy to come in and fix things. And I think the Tennessee Titans may have that guy in Cam Ward. So good luck to them and their fans. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Titans may have their guy in Cam Ward. Hopefully they don't screw him up. Down in Miami, Florida. I don't know if Tua Tagovailoa is trying to go on a speaking tour, but he's putting his foot in his mouth again with the Dolphins. And I feel like he's like, I'm getting paid. Is Tua thinking? Is he just trying to get his coach fired? I mean, there's a lot going on down in Miami. We'll get into some of Tua's latest comments on the other side of the break. We got two Monday Night Football matchups. We have an American League Championship Series game going on right now. It is a very, very busy Monday. To get an update on it all, it's time for a news flash here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Teresa Walker for joining us to come on through and talk about the Tennessee Titans. Despite firing head coach Brian Callahan today, Teresa thinks that, hey, having Cam Ward is a good thing. She feels that he'll be steady throughout this process, the coaching change, and that he is certainly a reason to be optimistic if you're a fan of the Tennessee Titans. Let's see how things grow. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. You know, we just heard the news flash. Thank you so much to Rick Ackerman for giving us an update. Well, looks like the Seattle Mariners have just added another run. It is now 10-3. We got a pop fly to center off of Chris Bassitt, who's on the mound right now. Seattle leads Toronto 10-3. I misspoke earlier. This game is taking place in Toronto. And so the Mariners haven't even gotten home yet. And so the Blue Jays, their fans are suffering through a little bit of a beatdown. They're going to have to overcome a lot. The game is currently in the seventh inning. Seattle looking to take a 2-0 lead here in this series. It's not looking well, looking good right now for Toronto. So, hey, you can celebrate and not beat the Yankees and this and that. You didn't win the American League yet. You didn't win the World Series yet. Still time. But Toronto's going to have to put a lot of runs on the board to come back and win this one. We'll keep you up to date as things continue on. The Buffalo Bills and the Atlanta Falcons, they're currently still tied at 7. We had a touchdown by Algier. We had a touchdown by Knox. And so the game is tied up at 7 apiece here in Atlanta, Georgia. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Unfortunately, the Tennessee Titans aren't the only dysfunctional team in the NFL, as we just discussed with Teresa Walker. The Miami Dolphins are, well, I can't even say they're well on their way. They are dysfunctional. The Miami Dolphins now have a record of 1-5. It looked like they were going to hold on to beat the Chargers yesterday, but the Chargers came back and said, here's a field goal for your troubles. The Dolphins lose 29-27. We know the last time that we saw them on a football field, well, it sucks for them. You know, Tyreek Hill had his leg pretty much snapped, okay? Well, they played Carolina, lost. They played the Jets and won. That's their only victory on the season. And so the Dolphins now have a record of 1-5, okay? And after the loss yesterday, I don't know what's going on with Tua Tagovailoa. A couple of weeks ago, he was responding to Cam Newton. Cam Newton said, I'm not a fan of this guy. I'm not a fan of the team. He was critical of Tua. And Tua Tagovailoa's response was just to say, you know, well, Cam Newton is just some guy who sits down and he's watching like he has a clicker. It's just like, no, this is someone who's been an NFL MVP, someone who's won a Heisman, someone who's won a national championship, someone who's going to a Super Bowl. Cam Newton isn't just some guy. He also had his jersey retired this past weekend at Auburn. And so that was something crazy that Tua said. And then you can go ahead and add this. Because after the defeat to the Chargers yesterday, in the postgame, Tua took the opportunity to basically trash some of his teammates and their work ethic. And he just said leadership, which is pretty vague. Are you referring to some of your teammates? Are you referring to the head coach and Josh McDaniel? It's bad in Miami. Listen to what Tua said after the game.
I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys. And then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up.
Whoa. Well, what? Why would you say that at that point in time? Like, and here's the thing. I don't think Tua Tagovailoa is intentionally trying to tank anybody. I don't think Tua Tagovailoa is waking up and saying, oh, my God, I got to go out here and give these guys the boot. I don't think Tua Tagovailoa is trying to rock the boat. I just think Tua Tagovailoa is just a poor public speaker. I don't think he understands time, place. He just says what's on his mind. I don't think he's thinking all that deeply. I mean, he might be able to go out there and play quarterback. Not all that great, mind you. They're 1-5. He's a little out to lunch. There's a lot of jokes about Tua already having CTE. Not a joking matter. But I can tell you this. The Tua Tagovailoa needs to just shut up. We need to get Tua into the Bill Belichick School of Broadcasting. We need to get him into the, just don't say anything. Just give us boilerplate. Give us cliches after the loss. I mean, his comments are just, is he trying to get his head coach fired? Mike McDaniel actually spoke today. It's always a lot of Today, he said, hey, Tua, he shouldn't have said that publicly.
So, yeah, I didn't. Player-led meetings are extra things outside of, you know, what I demand. We've been very accountable to me. It sounds like there was something on his mind with regard to the specific meetings with a couple individuals that he was trying to get corrected by being with direct communication. So, you know, I think that's the only way to lead as far as where we've been at as a program. I think you know, we've opened the air on all of that, and it's very clear how we hold people accountable, and you know where my what's non-negotiable with all those things. So it clearly he's sending a message. But from my standpoint, you know, everything that I've asked of the guys, they have delivered on. And so I'm sure whomever he's talking to, they'll deliver as well as he's a direct communicator with his teammates.
Oh, my goodness. Every time he talks, he sounds like he wants to get, not he doesn't want to get fired, but every time Josh McDaniel opened up his mouth, it's like, hey, when am I getting the boot? Like, none of these guys help their cause. At least Tua Tagovailoa, we know he's going to get $50 million plus regardless of what happens, even though the entire organization is going to crumble around him. And I think ultimately he is going to go out there and get the boot. Like, they're going to tell Tua to sit down eventually when he's towards the end of that contract. And let's go ahead and put it this way. The Miami Dolphins, their next game is against the Cleveland Browns. If they cannot go out there and beat the Cleveland Browns, you want to go ahead and tell me that McDaniel is not going to go out there and get fired? I mean, last week he was saying, hey, I had a conversation with the owner and Stephen Ross. Stephen Ross is obviously frustrated, but he likes Mike McDaniel. Well, how much you got to like somebody before you just fire him? Like, what is he sticking around for? Hey, Botcher, is he getting fired next? I hope they, well, this is not a good thing to say. That's not nice. It's inevitable that he's going to get the boot. If they lose to Cleveland, do they fire him?
I would say at this point, he's not gone. I wouldn't fire him till the end of the year. Wow. I don't think you have no real purpose anymore. Tyreek Hill is done. You're not going to get value there in a trade. I don't think firing McDaniel does anything for you at this point except make more turmoil in the organization.
Yeah, you can get a heads up on things, no?
I feel that, yeah, you could do that. Maybe there's an assistant coach that's much better than you thought. But a lot of the times when you fire a head coach, things just get messy. The guy who usually steps up isn't good. You get players who get frustrated, and it leads to off-season issues. So I think if they just let it ride, let Mike get fired peacefully, well, not really peacefully, but in the off-season, it's just better for them long-term.
This sounds like one of those situations where, you know, we know the NFL season, the regular season, is pretty much going to end around the holidays. You'll move into Christmas. Now we got 17 games. You move into a week after that, and the season is done. People stick things out, and sometimes they break up before or during or after the holidays. It's a time for turmoil. And what you're saying, Botcher, pretty much sounds like the same. The Miami Dolphins are in a relationship. They know it's going nowhere. They're going to stick it out through the holidays reluctantly. They're going to get to January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, or 6th, and they're just going to go, you know what? New year, new me. We're going to get to 2026, and then Mike McDaniel, at that point, he'll get the boot. We know Tyreek Hill is probably, definitely going to be gone from the organization as he recovers from that mangled leg that was broken and ripped to shreds on the sidelines. And Tua is just going to be, he's just going to be an expensive quarterback for a team that's going nowhere. This doesn't bode well for Tua. I don't see things being on the up and up for him as well. So I think everybody is going to kind of sink here with the Miami Dolphins. Pardon the terrible sinking pun. But these Dolphins, they can't swim. It's going to go bad real, real soon. Matter of fact, it's already bad down in Miami. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got, well, yeah, Buffalo and Atlanta still tied. It's 7 apiece. We got the Mariners beating the living hell out of the Toronto Blue Jays right now. They lead them in Game 2 of the American League Championship Series 10-3. When we come back, we'll talk about the other NFL game getting ready to start between Washington and the Bears. And there's another baseball game coming near the Dodgers. We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.